So I'm at the desktop, and what we're going to do is we're going to show you a little bit of browsing the internet with a couple of different browsers, just to show you that it can be done and a couple of the differences between, let's say, Microsoft Edge, which comes with Windows 10, and Firefox, which is a third-party add-on browser.
And maybe what we should do, Chris, before we do this, or perhaps during the process, is at some point we should switch to JAWS using Control and show browsing with that. Because remember that you do have two screen readers available to you. You have NVDA, which we've been using for the majority of this documentation, but you also have JAWS available to you. JAWS, in this incarnation of the Inside One, is a little slower. But in terms of doing things on the tablet itself, it works relatively well. It's okay. It's a little sluggish. You will notice a bit of sluggishness with it, but it does work. So I think we want to demo that a bit for you as well. So for instance, if we were doing some of the things like checking your mail or playing your media or managing files, whatever, you should be able to do that perfectly fine with JAWS without a problem.
So let's do that. So I'm going to press C to go to the control.
C. Control 3 of 16.
Double tap.
Or enter.
Right slider.
Home. Braille English 8.
It tells you your grade of Braille.
It says stop. And it says stop on the Braille display. So we've got stop, launch, and settings.
Remember that stop is one of the ways, Alt F4 is another from the desktop, that you can shut down your tablet or restart it or hibernate it. That's one of the two options. Actually, there's a third option, too. You can tab to the power settings, and you can do it that way as well. So you've got lots of different ways to do multiple things, but Control is a nice little hub for you. However, launch. We are going to go to launch.
JAWS, no. JAWS, yes.
So I just pressed enter, pressed enter, pressed enter. Now I'm going to tab.
So enter on launch, enter on JAWS, yes.
Right. So it said JAWS, no. So I entered, and it said JAWS, yes. And now I tabbed. I'm on an OK button. It doesn't speak, but there is an OK and a cancel. So I'm going to
system taskbar, Braille English G2,
which is pressing enter. And as you can hear, screen readers are talking, and one is going away, and the other is coming up.
You heard the little NVDA shutdown sound.
Braille English 6
is now with us, and your JAWS grade.
Desktop folder view list view control 3 of 16.
Is different than your NVDA grade. You're in 6-dot grade something.
Yes. So as you notice, the voice changed. Now, when you get your tablet, the voice will be the same for both screen readers. We did this so that you knew what screen reader we were using. So we're using Nathan for JAWS and Samantha, which is the default for NVDA.
And just because we showed you some NVDA settings a few seconds ago, let's take a moment and show you some JAWS options that might interest you.
If I press insert J, so insert is
90.
I90, and then the letter J.
JAWS context menu O, option submenu O.
Why are we speaking with eloquence?
Because I probably don't have Nathan as my, quote, default voice. I think JAWS has different voices that you can use. Uh-huh. And it is speaking with eloquence, which is fine. So I'm going to down arrow.
Utility submenu U. Language submenu L. Help submenu H. About .. A. Exit X. Option submenu O.
So if I press enter on this.
Basics .. B.
We've got basics.
Voices submenu V. Braille .. L.
And you can hear that swoosh, so you know that Chris is tabbing using the slider.
Chris is actually down arrowing using the slider, not tabbing. So.
Ah.
Yes.
Manage application settings .. M.
And that said manage application
remote desktop
settings.
.. R.
Remote desktop.
Exit X. Basics .. B.
So let's just take a peek and see. We're not going to show you every single JAWS setting in the world.
No, but we want to show you how to change your voices and grades and speech rates, stuff like that you're going to want to know.
Voices. Basics .. B.
Press enter on
menu
basics.
Bar, leaving menu bar. Basic settings dialog. Tutor messages announce custom messages only. Radio button checked. 3 of 3.
So these are tutor messages. These are messages that it might say, press up or down arrow or press enter or press something to give you a hint on what to do. I'm going to tap.
Access key speak all radio button checked 2 of 4.
These are your Alt F, Alt E, Alt V for your menu bars. You can turn them off. So just for the sake of doing so, let's down arrow.
Access key speak menus only radio button checked 3 of 4.
That'll only speak them in the menus.
Access key speak dialogues only radio button checked 4 of 4.
That'll speak only in dialog boxes. So if you're tabbing through a dialog box, it might say something like search, alt S, or OK, alt O, or I'm just pulling things out of my head.
Access key speak all radio button checked 2 of 4.
And remember, if any of this is still confusing to you about what a dialog is, what a menu is, things like that, please view our Windows 10 tutorial that you get along with the Inside One if you have in fact purchased it, and that is available to you.
Automatically start JAWS ... button, Alt plus J.
Let's not go into here. Let's skip this one.
Prompt to confirm when exiting JAWS checkbox not checked, Alt plus X. Automatic notification of updates checkbox not checked, Alt plus N. Run JAWS from system tray checkbox checked, Alt plus S. Show virtual viewer on screen checkbox not checked, Alt plus W.
What is a virtual viewer?
That is when you go into like your insert H for hotkeys or insert W for, you know, JAWS commands. It puts the items in a virtual viewer that you can up and down arrow through. And there's an option to actually show the visual viewer versus just speaking it.
Use keyboard layout combo box desktop 1 of 3, Alt plus L.
So you can change the keyboard layout from desktop to laptop to something else. Let's see what that something else
laptop, is. Laptop 2 of 3. Kinesis 3 of 3.
Kinesis. One of those. I forget what the keyboard is, but it's a special kind of keyboard that's not shaped like your regular QWERTY keyboard.
Laptop desktop 1 of 3. Windows system parameters ... but OK button Alt plus O. Cancel button Alt plus C.
And I'm going to double tap the cancel button in case I made any mistakes.
Desktop, folder view, list view, control, 3 of 16.
And now we're back to Nathan. So we're going to show you how to look at voice settings.
Space.
Too. So we're going to go back into the JAWS menu with insert 90i and then J.
JAWS context menu O, option sub menu O.
And there's our friend Eloquence again. So I'm going to press enter on options.
Basics ... B.
Down arrow to voices.
Voices submenu V.
Press enter.
Voice adjustment ... V.
And press enter again on voice adjustment.
Menu bar, leaving menu bar, voice adjustment dialog, profile name, combo box, Eloquence, 1 of 9, Alt plus P.
So these are your profiles. These are your voices that you can use that are pre-installed. In a second, we're going to show you how to get more voices, should you wish to. So I'm going to tab.
Delete profile button, Alt plus D. Enable additional voice profiles for installed Vocalizer Expressive 2 voices, checkbox checked. Synthesizer language, combo box, match JAWS UI language primary, 1 of 11, Alt plus L. Speak sample button, Alt plus M.
Is a profile...
Voice adjust, combo box, all contexts, 1 of 5.
A synthesizer or a voice, or does it depend on the synth?
It depends on the synthesizer. Like that Eloquence is its... Right. Eloquence is its own profile. And within Eloquence, you've got your different voices. But what can be a little confusing is if you choose like Ava for your profile, you can switch to other Vocalizer Expressive voices. So it can be a little confusing.
Now, this thing we're landing on right now is kind of important. Voice adjustment.
Right. And it says all voices. So if I down arrow.
PC cursor voice 2 of 5.
All contexts, I think it said.
All contexts 1 of 5.
You are correct.
PC cursor voice 2 of 5.
So we have PC cursor.
JAWS cursor voice 3 of 5.
The JAWS cursor.
Keyboard voice 4 of 5.
Your keyboard voice. So if you want your keyboard to speak in a different voice or different pitch or what have you, you can do that.
Tutor and message voice 5 of 5.
And there's your tutor and message voice. So if you want your tutor messages, if you have those turned on, to speak in a different voice, you can do that as well. So I'm going to go back up
voice,
to
all contexts.
All contexts, and then I'm going to tab.
Voice rate 67, left right slider 24%.
There's your speech rate.
Voice punctuation combo box sum 2 of 4.
I like sum. By default, it's set to most.
Yeah, I like sum too. I use sum on both screen readers.
Right. For me, sum seems to speak the punctuation that you want, and the punctuation that you don't want, it keeps silent. So for example, if I'm on a web page, it's going to speak the dots or slashes in a web address. Or if I'm writing an email or reading an email and there's an email address in the email message body, it'll say the at sign and the period sign. So it would say chris@mysticaccess.com instead of chris@mysticaccess.com. So
or if there was a dash or a period or something in the email address itself.
Right.
It would speak that.
Right. So it seems to speak better, in my opinion, with some punctuation instead of most. And all is just all punctuation.
All is everything. So it's really your preference. You can do what you want.
My spell rate change percent edit minus 20.
So that's for, right. So you can have it slow down or speed up or what have you for spelling words.
Voice uppercase pitch change percent edit 20.
You can change the pitch for uppercase.
Save as dot 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 button alt plus S. Cancel button alt plus C.
And we can press cancel.
NVDA has similar settings to these. I can't remember if we showed them, but they are in NVDA preferences. If you go in there and you go into settings, you can find them in speech, and you can change all these same things. You can change your speech. Now, you can't do a lot of context-specific things with NVDA's voices, but you can certainly change your voice, its speed, how your capitalization behaves, in other words, what it'll say, and I believe you can do spell rate as well.
So now we're going to go back into the JAWS menu, insert J.
Options submenu O.
We're going to go into options.
Basics dot 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 B.
Then we're going to go down to voices.
Voices submenu V. Voice adjustment enter. Dot 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 V.
Now we're going to go up, actually, because up will get us there faster.
Add slash remove voices dot 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 A.
Add or remove voices. So I can press enter on this.
Folder view list view. Dropbox. 1 of 16.
Add slash remove vocalizer expressive voices. Select the language combo box. English L. English.
So these are strictly vocalizer expressive voices. So we're talking Samantha, Tom, Karen, Serena, and there are bunches of them in JAWS.
So I'm going to keep the language to English. Then I'm going to tab.
Premium voices, multi-select list box, not selected Allison, English, United States, 1 of 20.
So there's 20 voices that you can choose from. So if I want...
Not selected Ava, English, United States,
Ava,
2 of 20.
For example. Now it says not selected. So I can hit the space bar.
Space, Ava, English, United States.
And now it is selected. If I wanted another voice.
Not selected Daniel, English, British, 3 of 20. Not selected Fiona, English, Scottish, 4 of 20.
Because notice it's a multi-selection list box. It's a multi-selection list box. So you can select multiple voices.
Yes, you can. So let's go up to Ava.
Not selected Daniel, English, British, Ava, English, United States, 2 of 20.
Because she's the only one you want.
Right. So now we're going to tab.
Play sample button P.
Let's play Ava.
My name is Ava and I am a United States English voice available for use with Freedom Scientific products such as JAWS.
There she is.
I don't like Ava, so I'm going to go back.
Premium voices, multi-select list box, Ava, English, United States, 2 of 20.
We're going to uncheck Ava.
Space, not selected Ava, English, United States.
We're going to go up.
Not selected Allison, English, United States, 1 of 20.
And you don't have to check them to play the sample. So let's
play sample button P.
My name is Allison and I am a United States English voice available for use with Freedom Scientific products such as JAWS.
So who do you like? Do you like Ava or do you like Allison?
No, I like them both. It's totally up to you.
Okay.
Premium voices, multi-select list, select the language, cost, premium voices, multi-select list box, not selected Allison, English, United States.
Can you move through there with first letter navigation if someone is familiar with vocalizer voices?
Oh, not selected Oliver, English, British,
you
11
can.
Of 20.
Now you know Oliver's who I would pick.
Let's see what Oliver sounds like.
Play sample button P.
My name is Oliver and I am a UK English voice available for use with Freedom Scientific products such as JAWS.
I don't like Oliver.
Premium voices, multi-select list box, not selected Oliver, English, British,
okay,
11 of 10, not selected Malcolm, English, British, 8 of 20.
I like Malcolm, so...
Space, Malcolm, English, British.
There he is.
Play sample button P.
We're just going to play the sample.
My name is Malcolm and I am a UK English voice available for use with Freedom Scientific products such as JAWS.
If you're a fan of a cappella, for instance, you might like Malcolm because he sounds a lot like Graham. If you're a Graham fan, there is some similarity in the voices.
Play sample button P. Install selected voices button.
There's a button that says install selected voices. So we're going to double tap the right slider or press enter.
Installing voices progress bar 0%.
It gives you your progress.
And for brevity, we're going to edit out some of this silence here.
Installing voices. Installing Malcolm progress bar 100%. Installing voices, cancel button, progress bar 100%.
That must be the progress for the download, and I think it's actually installing the voices.
They are pretty big, if I recall, because these are the premium voices.
Right.
So if you're kind of curious and that happens to you, you can do what Chris did, which is tab, shift tab.
Installing voices. Installation complete. Your voices have been successfully installed. Finish button.
So I can double tap the finish button because that's where I am.
Taskbar.
That's Nathan again.
Yes, it is. And I could switch to Malcolm if I wanted to. So we're not going to show this, but if you want to change your grade of Braille, you want to go into the settings center. So to get into the settings center, you would press insert 6, and then you would be in the settings center. You can also press insert F2 and select settings center from the menu, which is probably the better way to do it. You're going to have a whole list of configuration managers and stuff to select from, but what you're looking for is settings center. And when settings center loads, you want to make sure you're in the default configuration by pressing Control Shift D, and that'll load the default, and then you can change your grade of Braille. If you want grade 2, for example, in Word and computer Braille in Notepad, you don't necessarily have to load the default settings. You can just go to the settings center from within the application that you are currently in.
Context sensitive?
Yes. So you can have different settings for different applications.
So what is the Braille we saw in options a couple seconds ago? Display.
That's something that people aren't going to play with. It's going to add another Braille.
Okay, don't play with that one then. We have a suspicion what that is. I think I know. It would change your Braille display, so you need to leave that one alone. Don't play with that one.
Yeah, we don't want to play with that one.
You need this set the way it is for display, or otherwise your Inside One Braille display won't work. Same thing for NVDA. Be careful. Don't change the Braille display when you are in Braille options within settings.